How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you by A Tale of Two Hygienists in partnership with Dentist RX. And now, please welcome your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. On this week's episode, we continue the convo around the AAP classification system from 2017. And this week, we are going to talk about gingivitis. Specifically, gingivitis, according to the American Academy of Periodontology, is now going to be split out into two major categories. Now, before we get into these categories, I want to be very clear. Gingivitis is currently considered to be the reversible disease process of the periodontium. And I want to say that again. Gingivitis is a reversible disease process of the periodontium. Meaning, the expectation now is for us as clinicians to see gingivitis as a disease process, albeit reversible, but it is still a disease process, meaning our responsibility to not only diagnosing, but also educating, treatment planning, and subsequently providing an intervention that is supportive to patients in the gingivitis status, now more than ever has been extremely important and impactful for our profession. The opportunity for us to let the patients know, the good news is we caught it early. The good news is we caught it in a reversible state. With you and I working together, we can address this disease process. Provides us with an opportunity to build a value-added conversation for our patients. When we look at the various categories of gingivitis, know that there are two major flavors that the AAP has unpacked for us. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at those in greater detail. The first is our dental biofilm-induced gingivitis. And when we look at dental biofilm-induced gingivitis, this is where we'll look at an inflammatory condition that's either associated with the patient just having gross amounts of biofilm, and by gross, I mean a lot, not like, you know, gross, a lot of biofilm, or these could be patients that have biofilm in addition to some type of a local risk factor or a systemic risk factor, or a drug-induced enlargement of the gingiva, which we know can be exacerbated by dental biofilm. We can also classify gingival diseases as being non-dental biofilm-induced, and this is the tough one for hygienists because we absolutely love the kind of inflammation in which our mechanized scalers or our hand scalers can get in there and clear out that inflammatory process. And when we look at non-dental biofilm-induced cases, we're looking at situations in which the inflammatory process is actually not due to biofilm. it's due to some other condition or disorder. And this could be, for example, a genetic or developmentally or acquired disorder. This could be a very specific type of an infection, some type of an inflammatory or an immune condition not associated with biofilm. This could be a reactive process, the neoplasm, some type of endocrine, nutritional, or metabolic disease or disorder, a traumatic lesion, or perhaps even changes to the pigmentation of the gingiva alone. Over the next few weeks, we're going to crack open these two major flavors of gingivitis, biofilm-induced and non-biofilm-induced, to help give us a better idea of what the expectations are with regards to these two major gingivitis headings. Thank you for your time this week, and have a wonderful week. This has been another episode of Fast Facts, Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fast Facts Perio Edition, brought to you in part by Dentist RX, makers of the IntelliSonic line of power brushes. Find out more by visiting their website at dentistrx.com. We'll see you next week for another Fast Facts.